This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County supervisors will vote next week on a budget that includes $658,000 in last-minute cuts. Even with the cuts, property taxes are still expected to be lower next year due to a larger tax base. Property taxes in the Racine Unified School District will rise slightly in 2026. RUSD's budget has the tax rate set at $7.93 per $1,000 of property value. Officials say the increase supports voter-approved projects and higher funding for special education. A new Marquette poll shows most Wisconsin voters haven't decided yet who they'll support in next year's governor's race. About 70% of Republicans and over 80% of Democrats say they're undecided, with many feeling they don't know enough about the candidates yet. A local charter school bought a long-closed grocery store in Kenosha for $5 million, Milwaukee Business Journal reporting. The Pick and Save store in the Brass neighborhood shut down in 2017. The buyer, K-Tech, already operates out of St. Mary's. A 17-year-old from Kenosha has been charged in Racine County after he allegedly stole a car in Racine and crashed it. The stolen vehicle was found wrecked last week. A criminal complaint says school staff help identify the suspect from a surveillance photo. As temperatures drop, Racine officials have opened warming centers to help people stay safe. The centers offer a place to warm up and rest during cold weather. You can check out a full listing of locations at RacineCountyEye.com. And Wisconsin's bear hunting season ended with hunters taking 3,700 bears, slightly below the target, but in line with yearly totals. The state's bear population is estimated to be at around 23,000. The DNR bear map says they're not anywhere in southeastern Wisconsin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 53 for a high this afternoon. Clouds increase tonight, our low down to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.